says, I can't stop praising his name. That does not mean that it just takes over you and you wish you could stop, but your body keeps moving. What it means is you remember what he's done for you. You remember what he is doing and you begin to praise. And then whenever that spirit of worship begins to wane and begins to drift, you begin to remember again and stir up the spirit of saying, he has never stopped being good. And so I'm not going to stop my worship. So if my body is tired, then I'll lift my hands. If my voice is tired, then I'll begin to clap my hands and move my feet. But God has never stopped being good in the midst of my sickness, in the midst of my circumstance. And so I'm not going to stop praising. In Jesus' name. We have names that are already victory reports and that are going to be future victory reports. That we have Dee Dee Freeland, Eric Dozier, Michelle Hammonds. Give a shout for Sister Michelle. And we have Renita Vanderburg. There is a spirit of victory in this house. And I begin to think about the story of the walls of Jericho. And I begin to think about everything that took place during that miracle. Everything, a lot of times we want to have a miracle, and I don't think any of us want a partial miracle or a 90% miracle. I got a 95% breakthrough, or I got a 74% miracle in my body. I think we want 100%. And in the story of the walls of Jericho, whenever they begin to walk around, first it took obedience for them to listen to the man of God and begin to walk around. Their ears were involved. They had obedience. Their eyes were looking forward, knowing where to go, knowing to stay in line. But then whenever they were called to worship, it became a full body experience that they had obeyed, and we have the chance to obey, saying that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice and that we are able to present our worship to our King of Kings. We have the opportunity to obey. We have opportunity with our eyes to look forward, look unto the hills where our help comes from. We have the opportunity to obey and to look unto God. But whenever the worship begins to move, we have the full body experience that we can now apply everything in all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. We begin to give everything to him, our eyes, our ears, our bodies to worship. That full experience of a miracle begins to take place. And so if you need a miracle tonight, if you need a miracle in your body, a miracle in your finances, a miracle in your marriage, and you want a 100% miracle and deliverance, give 100% tonight to God. And so right now we're calling on the name of the Lord. For the names on this list, for the names on the overhead, and then the names that we don't know about, but God, you do. So God, I pray that we present ourselves to you. We lay ourselves on the altar and say, God, I know you are able. And God, I know that you are willing. And I will serve you until the miracle. I will worship you until the breakthrough. I will praise you, God, until the deliverance. And so right now, I surrender to you. In Jesus' name, let your perfect will be done. Amen.
Jesus, the most beautiful name of all names. Oh, Jesus, the only name that brings healing and strength. Healing and strength. When I speak your name,
supposed to do announcements on VBS right now. But I just feel the Lord in here, and I don't know. I don't know. God is good, y'all. He's here for sure. I'm not really sure how to transition this, but we're doing VBS July, every Wednesday in July, and we need a lot of help for VBS. It's a big thing. We normally have about 80 to 100 kids in attendance, which means we need a lot of helpers. What a better way to serve your church and your community by helping kids. So they're the next generation. So I really encourage you to get with Sister Christy. There's a lot of positions that need to be filled, some behind the scenes, some right in the front, some kind of in the middle, and some, honestly, you just have to be there for some support. So we just need bodies in the room sometimes. So you have, if you don't think that you can serve in VBS, you're wrong. There's a position for everybody. So make sure you get with Sister Christy and see where we can put you. Also, I'm in charge of the registration, so if you have questions about the age group or questions about anything to do with registration, I'm the one to come to for that, and there is information and registration in the back.
We're excited for VBS. Amen. You ought to be there. Amen. We have June the 6th. With our ushers can come. Well, after this, we'll take our tithe and our offering. We have June the 6th will be our... You have a seat. I'll keep standing, but y'all have a seat. We have June the 6th will be a summer game night at the R.L. Meyer Family Life Center, 6 to 8 p.m. $5 per person. That gets you everything. It'll get you pizza, bingo, games, sports, and fun. So make sure that you are there planning to attend. It's all church, all community. Maybe somebody is on the fence about coming to church with you just yet, but they'll go to a game night. They'll go to fellowship and to eat some pizza. And so invite your friends and get them signed up. Sign up by Wednesday the 2nd so your pizza will be accounted for. There is a sign up in the foyer, and there's a QR code that you can scan to sign up. Also on June the 8th, it's going to be this coming Sunday is Fresh Fire Service, but it is our Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday. We are excited to celebrate Pentecost. And it is going to be a powerful, red-hot move of God, both services, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to move, it is going to pour out, that we are going to see incredible things. And if you have not received the gift of the Holy Ghost, or if you have and you need a renewing, which is all of us, come expecting great and powerful things this next week, Pentecost Sunday. In the evening service, we'll be having evangelist Jonathan Whittemore ministering to us, and he will be bringing an incredible word and an incredible spirit. And so be there planning next week for Pentecost Sunday. On the 14th, we have men's breakfast at the R.L. Meyer Family Center. So make sure you're planning to go to that June 14th at 8 a.m. And on the 15th will be our Father's Day raffle ending. So find a leader of the watch to purchase, or use the QR code to purchase your ticket for the raffle. And then on the 1st of July, our Mother's Memorial offering is due, and our goal is $4,700, providing appliances to missionaries. Maybe you know that the missions are important. You know that the mission fields are essential. But maybe, I don't know if it's me. I don't know if I can go out. I can buy a microwave, though. If that's you, you can give to our Mother's Memorial. And I believe that not only can we get this goal, I believe we can crush this goal. Amen. I believe that we can do our part to bless the kingdom of God and help move the mission forward to those who need it. And then our ushers are here. So we're going to take our offering, our tithes, and we're going to continue to move and forward in this service. Father, Thank you so much for your spirit and presence. Thank you for what you are doing, and bless what is given, and bless the giver, and anoint us to receive your anointed word today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And when he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the red.
Our God is an awesome God.
There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his face.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he came to battle Eden. But it wasn't the reason that he shed his blood. His return is very soon, so you better be believing.
Somehow our Lord God is an awesome God.
hands together and worship the Lord. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God he is.
Yes, hallelujah.
If you're trying to burn calories, you don't even need pickleball or fishing. You can just get up here for about 30 minutes and you'll burn 500 plus. Amen. God have mercy. Thank you, praise team. Man, well, thank the Lord for that. And God is so good. That was weak. I'm going to say that one more time. God is so good.
Yes, amen.
God, have mercy. What a good God. I just want to say a couple of things before we get into the word of the Lord tonight, not trying to dampen the spirit, but a couple of things I want to mention. Sister Victoria said this about VBS, and I just want to piggyback off of that. That anybody is welcome to serve. I know that's midweek, Wednesday night, Bible study, and you may feel pulled in here, but please don't do that. The month of July is for our kids. If there's just 20 of us in here, that's okay. Please give them all the help they need if you would. If you want to help, please talk to Sister Christy and be a help to our VBS. And it really is about investing in the next generation. Amen?
Amen.
So, amen. That's right. Amen. So I encourage you, be a blessing to them. And if there's just five of us, it's the will of the Lord to go to Starbucks. Amen. We'll just take it. We'll do a small group, get out of this place, and go get a cup of coffee. Amen. Everyone said June 22nd. Amen. I on purpose waited to do this at this time on June the 1st. If you wouldn't mind putting that slide up there, Brother Darren, I'd appreciate that. June 22nd and June 29th will be Equip Leadership Sessions. And that's if anyone's involved in leadership, and when I say leadership, I mean everybody that's involved. I don't care if you sweep a bathroom, if you teach a Sunday school class, if you serve on a committee, if you serve on a board, anybody is in music, if you're a praise singer, anyone who represents the church, we want you here on the 22nd and the 29th of June. And if you've ever wanted to serve, now this is going to be kind of new, and I won't go into detail tonight, but we'll start something here in the spring semester of 26 called Next Steps for any incoming new believers. They'll go through a class, and it gets them plugged in our church and volunteer status. But if you've never served in this church, I'm gonna tell you something. You ain't got to pray about that.
Yeah.
I felt that old spirit. Oh, I'm talking to you. Amen. You ain't got to pray about it. If you've never served, it is the will of God for you to serve. It's the... Yeah, that's the good. Thanks, Sister Wanda. Amen. Yeah. No, in all sincerity, it is the will of God for you to serve in some capacity. I know everyone's not going to serve in a platform ministry and in speaking ministry, but I promise you there's a whole lot more things to do in the body of Christ besides serve in a pulpit status or a platform status. There's many things that need to be done in our church. Amen. So June 22nd. If you ever want to volunteer, if you do serve, that's going to be a fun night. We'll grill out. We'll hang out. It'll be a night just of a personality test. We'll take a spiritual gifting test. It'll be a fun night just kind of getting together, okay? And on June 29th, it's more of a vision cast night. These are 5 p.m. start nights. There will be no Sunday evening services, just a time to come together, all leadership, anyone who wants to serve. And on June 29th, I'll get a little bit more serious talking about vision and things we see for the future going into the fall semester and some things we have planned. It's going to be a great time here, June 22nd and June 29th. Turn to your neighbor and say, get your tail here. Amen. Come on. On June 22nd, June 29th, it's going to be a great night. Amen. Now, I'm very passionate about missions. I mean, I'm all the way in when it comes to global missions, when it comes to Mother's Memorial. Amen. I was told years ago, we pay so we can stay. We give dough so they can... And if you don't want God calling you, you might want to start giving to missions. Amen. So I'm serious about that. $4,700, that's chump change, all of us here tonight.
Yeah, that's good.
We could raise that just right now, be done with it. See how quiet that got? Yeah. You won't want my money, amen. No, but in all honesty, please give to this. It's a great worthy cause. It's all about giving to the kingdom, giving a missionary. Our missions team went when I was at our previous church to Columbia, South America, and we'll do that same thing here. We'll take some missions trips, and I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind when you go on missions trips and you see the needs of people across the world, and you'll realize how blessed you are when you come back to America, and it'll make you want to give, amen? So I challenge you tonight. If you can't go, that's okay. Just send your money. Amen. I don't care if it's $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever it is. God will bless you if you give. Amen. So I just want to plug that in there. So please be mindful of that, and God will bless you in Jesus' name. Great crowd on a Sunday night. Give yourself a hand. Great to be in service tonight. Amen. God is so good. And now I promise, I love probably too much. I love music too much, all right? And probably after tonight, I won't do this as much anymore, talking about music and songs, because you'll think I'm turning into a Bill Gaither homecoming after Wednesday night before last. We played Forrest Frank. We played Gaither Vocal Band. And then I talked a little bit about some music this morning, but just give me a little bit more room tonight, if you would. Amen. I'm going to read from 5 different texts tonight. I'm going to be real spiritual. They'll have it on the screen for you. Psalm 96, 1, just one verse each section. Psalm 96, verse 1, the Bible says this. Oh, sing unto the Lord. Everyone said a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Psalm 98, 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a song. For he's done what? Marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Psalm 144, 9. He said this. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. Psalm 149, 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a and his praise in the congregation of the saints. And Isaiah even echoed and said in 42 and 10, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise, God, from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. He said, I want you to praise all over the world. I want to preach tonight on a simple thought, simply, he deserves a new song. He deserves a new song. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for our worship team that led us so wonderfully into worship and praise tonight. God, thank you for your presence that's permeated the atmosphere. God, I thank you for this great group of believers who have come out on a Sunday evening. God, we know Monday's coming, God, but help us to get plugged in for the next 25 minutes and hear your voice. Help us, God, to forget what's going to happen after service tomorrow, God, just for a few minutes, Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody said amen. Would you clap your hands one more time tonight? Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. You may be seated. He deserves a new song. I love listening to old songs that have blessed me over the years. And all the old folks said amen. And I included myself in that, all right? I love listening to songs like, It Is Well With My Soul. Or how about, Blessed Assurance. Or how about, So I'll Cherish The Old Rugged Cross. Pretty good song, right? Or how about, I'd Rather Have Jesus. It's too high for me, amen. Or how about, Because He Lives, I Can Face. Andre Crouch in the 1970s wrote a song that said, Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Come here now. Soon and very soon. Oh, yeah. We are. It's a Gaither homecoming here. It's no soon and. Or how about, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Old Andre Crouch. You don't know that, you won't make it to heaven. Amen. That's a good song right there. He also wrote, "For it reaches to the highest." Woo. "And it flows to the lowest. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day. It will never." I love lyrics of a song. So much so that if you were to open my Apple Music app on my phone, you would see, and I'm not lying about this, I checked it this morning just to make sure, that as of this morning, I have 3,703 songs and audio files downloaded on my phone. And what's crazy about all those songs, brother, is that every one of those songs now are considered old. But at one time, they were new songs. At one time, they were fresh songs. At one time, they were the latest buzz. But now, they're just good memories that I love going back to listen when I need an extra pick-me-up. And while I love old songs, I also love new songs. Me and my good friend, he's preached here many times, my good friend Jeremy Hart, he and I both love music, and we both have a similar taste for music in that we love good quartet music, we love good southern gospel, good harmony, and he, of course, is an incredible songwriter and singer, as you know, but he and I, we will text one another very often lyrics of songs that have captivated us or that are captivating us, and our text messages are kind of weird, Brother Logan. It'll be something like 28 fire emojis and a link to a song. And I expect to get back from him 28 fire emojis. And so that's the greatest song I ever heard in my life. Now, we can be driving down the road. I can take you where I was at, outside of the Humble or Houston, Texas area, coming from Crosby, Texas, as a matter of fact. We can be driving down the road. Our wives would be in the back seat. And he'll say, "Have you heard this song?" And I'll never forget this particular day. Marty Rabin had a gospel bluegrass album that came out some years ago. And we were driving down the road. He said, "Have you heard this song?" And he turned it on. And we do stuff that's kind of crazy. We'll be driving down the road and we'll just start yelling. Like, "Woo, what a song, man. I'll beat the dash. God, I never heard a song like that in my life." He's laughing. He's screaming. And our wives are freaked out. We're praying for them. God will help them come around to some of this stuff. And they think we're crazy. But that's how much Jeremy and I, we love a new song. Almost every Friday, you can just about mark it down. Almost every Friday, I go to my phone, open my Apple app, and I scroll about halfway down, and I see these words, "New releases for you." And based on my taste of music, Apple Music gives me the latest albums and singles that have dropped for that week, and it's like Christmas time as I see these pretty new album covers, and it's really exciting if some of my favorite artists are in that new release song section. I love opening these new little gifts called songs. And when I click the album and it opens and I see 10 brand new little gifts all just for me, just waiting for me to click it and open it and experience what the artist is so passionate about. I did a quick look this morning in the newest releases I get to go home to tonight is the new release by Toby Mac and C.C. Winans and Kane and our own apostolic artist James Wilson and Karen Peck and New River. And I can't wait to open these little gifts when I get home. I love new releases so much because I love, just stay with me, I'm going somewhere. I love to hear the latest, the newest music out on the market. I'm always looking for a song that grabs my attention, whether it's by lyric or it's by musical arrangement. It only takes me about 10 minutes to go through a full album, and I'm looking for one thing. I'm looking for a song to stop me in my tracks. I'm looking for a certain sound, for a certain arrangement that just grabs at me. I told you 2 weeks ago, if you weren't here on Wednesday nights, our live stream didn't work, and I'm pretty sure it was God that it didn't work that night because we played Forrest Frank. But I told him, I said, if you go with me down the road and you travel with us, me and my kids, our song tastes are polar opposite. I want to listen to Bill Gaither. I want to listen to the Homecoming series. I want to listen, and they want Tarn Wells, and they want Forrest Frank, and they just want to wave their hands in the air like they just don't care. And it's a circus in that minivan sitting on 20s. But we're all after that new song, that new flavor, that new taste, and it keeps me coming back week after week after week. Why? Because it is the new that excites me. I love old songs. I love their powerful lyrics. And while I love how old songs flood my mind like precious memories of where I was when I first heard it, or there's certain songs that take me to a holiday youth convention. There's certain songs that take me to a certain conference that just stunned me. I never forget when POA did Waymaker, and it just so wrecked my world that night when I heard them sing that song. And it was just an amazing thing at times to go back and re-listen to the old songs. That's not what keeps me going back. It is the new. It is the fresh, if you will, that amazes me. It's so amazing to me that people sit down with pen and paper, a guitar or a piano, and in a few hours or minutes, they have lyrics to a fresh song that will affect an entire generation. Never will forget when I heard the story of, and some of you are young, you should pay attention to this right now, to one of the most famous songs ever recorded in history by probably the greatest singer to ever live. His name was Kenny Henson, and they sung a song years ago called The Lighthouse. Never will forget when that song, I wasn't alive when it was released. I wasn't even developing eyelids at that time, but I heard the story, I should say. In 1970, they were in a Pentecostal church in California, and Ronnie said, we got to get a fresh new song. We have to get something that's going to affect people. People who hear our music. And he ran downstairs. It's hilarious to me now. And he scribbled The Lighthouse on a piece of toilet paper. And he ran back upstairs and he sung the song to his family. And they all laughed and thought that song would do nothing. That song would be nothing in history. And finally, his producer heard this song and said, I think there's something to that song. There's a lighthouse on a hill somewhere. And they recorded that song. And of course, it's probably the most recorded song in all of Southern gospel history. But it was something about the fresh song. It was something about him sitting down pen to toilet paper and writing a powerful song. And then there was the brother Carroll Magruder, probably one of the greatest apostolic writers of our time, who wrote and produced songs such as I'm Going Home with Jesus and Saved by Grace and From Heaven's Point of View. And those new songs affected generations. Those new songs inspired hundreds and yet thousands and millions of people. I have often mentioned that I would love to be in the room when groups write anthems. I would have loved to be in the room when Elevation Worship wrote, I'm going to see a victory. I would have loved to be in the room when James Wilson penned the words about wait on the Lord. I would have loved to be in the room when Carrie Job and Cody Carnes, along with Elevation Worship, wrote the song, The Blessing. I would have loved to be in the room to stay with me when Charity Gale penned the words to thank you, Jesus, for the blood, and there is a new name written in glory. I simply love a new song. I love what it brings. I love the twists and the turns that it takes you on. I love how the new songs can bring out even the emotions in the hardest of people that are typically not shown. But that new song, it has a way of captivating you, and it makes you cry, it makes you laugh, it makes you feel all these emotions on the inside. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with all of that being said, I want to circle back to something I said here a few weeks ago, and that is, anytime the Lord ever repeats himself more than once, it's a good indicator that you may want to pay attention to what's being said. But anytime God repeats himself five times, you may want to stop what you're doing, get mama, get the kids, and sit down and listen, because God's trying to talk to his body, and it's vital that you hear and understand what he's trying to say. And I read to you this evening that five different times God communicated through his servants this phrase, sing unto the Lord a new song. He repeats himself over and over, sing unto the Lord a new song. And at first glance, it can come across as just a nice, cute little phrase, but you have to unwrap the gift, if you will, of what God is saying and trying to communicate to his body, because what God is saying and communicating here in these five different spots is a whole lot deeper than you and I just singing some new song. But that phrase, sing unto the Lord a new song, nearly every word of that phrase carries powerful weight. The word sing at the beginning of that phrase, it simply means to declare, to proclaim with passion. In the Hebrew, it simply means to lift up, to celebrate, to shout joyfully. In the Greek, it means to praise and to extol aloud. He said, I want you to be a people who know how to declare, how to celebrate, and how to shout joyfully. And I don't want you just to sing any song, but I want you to sing a new song. He said, and that word new, when he said, sing unto the Lord a new song, that word new simply means I want you to sing an original, fresh, one of a kind and never seen before song. And the word song at the end, it simply means it's a form of worship or celebration directed toward God. A simple definition would be a worshipful response that celebrates who God is and what He has done. So when you pull it all together, God repeated five times this saying, sing a new song unto the Lord. And what He was really saying was this: I want you to declare, to celebrate, to shout joyfully an original, fresh, one of a kind and never seen before form of worship or celebration. In other words, don't bring stale bread and call it worship. He deserves a brand new song. Every time I come up in the room, He deserves my very best. Would you give me that handkerchief before I sweat to death? Thank you. Turn to your neighbor and tell him He deserves a new song. Oftentimes, I've been guilty, you've been guilty. We come into the house and His name has been damned all day long, and He's looking for His blood-bought bride to bring in a new song. He deserves that, by the way, in case you didn't know. He picked you up off the bottom. You shouldn't be here. He deserves a brand new song. God said, I need every time you get on your feet for that to be a moment of declaring, celebrating, shouting joyfully with an original, fresh, one-of-a-kind form of worship. He said, I need you to be you. Don't be a copycat worshiper. Be your God-given who you are, but don't let it be stale bread. Good God Almighty, don't let it be stale. Let it be fresh. Let it be anointed. Let it be when you worship God, something gets on your neighbor. Let it be when you praise God, something happens in the atmosphere. I was talking to my mentor just this week, Pastor Ron Wolford, and he told me, he said, he stays very close to the younger generation. He taught Bible college for many years, so he's always close to that 18 to 22-year-old crowd trying to see what's the latest, what's going on. He said, Brad, I'm going to tell you something. One thing I've learned in the last couple of years about this generation is they want authentic. They don't want put on. They don't want fake. They want genuine, Holy Ghost, apostolic, authentic worship. When I come in here, I ain't got time for stuff like this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. No, no, you don't know. He picked me up, so if I do this and that offends you, so be it. He deserves a brand new song from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be in celebration, and it's got to be a praise of declaration. Don't just repeat old words. Offer something fresh. Offer something personal and fitting for what God has done. He deserves a new song. So, preacher, how do you sing a new song? How do you obey what God is trying to tell us? How do you honor Him by singing a new song? Number one, you worship God for what He's doing right now. You don't just rely on old praise. I thank God for yesterday's miracle, but you don't just rely on yesterday's miracle. But I ask you, has He healed you lately? Has He provided for you lately? Has He delivered you lately? Has He spoken lately? Has He shown mercy recently? If He has, I think I'll do this. What am I doing? It's a brand new song for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm letting him know, I don't thank you for what you did last year. I thank you. I could have been dead this week, but thank God for mercy. Thank God for grace. He deserves a new song. I double dog dare somebody right now to praise God specifically for what he's done in the last week. Come on, somebody. Let that new album drop right now and give God what he deserves up in this room. Somebody, it don't take an organ and drums to move you. The Holy Ghost ought to stir you up. Everybody said fresh praise. Psalmist said, sing. I won't be much longer, about to die up here. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. That shows us that the new song is a response to the fresh works of God. Well, my baby's not home yet. You don't know. He may be a step closer today than he was yesterday. What am I going to do? I'm going to give God a brand new song, because tomorrow it may just come to, God have mercy, it may just come to pass. What I've been praying about may come to pass tomorrow. Fresh praise. Set apart praise. God have mercy. Anointed Holy Ghost praise. That'll shake you. It'll move you. When you don't feel like moving, I'm telling you, oh God, help me right now. There's some days I've learned, when the enemy's trying to get back up in my stuff, I've learned to do what I did tonight. Not for show. I don't care who likes it. I've learned there's some things I've got to praise my way out of. There's some things I've got to worship my way out of. Well, don't you know, is this right terminology for a 21st century? That's not bougie. Is that right? Is that right? Okay. Yeah, that's not bougie when you praise like that. When you lift your voice like that, when you dancing like that, when you that, don't you know that's out of style? I wish to God somebody kick you right in the rear end and get you excited again. I would to God they turn the bees loose up in this house. It make you move again, because the Holy Ghost is trying to get a song out of you that's been buried for a long time. He's trying to get something out of you that you know it wants to come out, but that pride keeps on holding you back. I'm gonna tell you, I wish you'd kick pride to the curb and say, I'm going to give God a new song tonight. It's been too long. I'm going to give God what he deserves tonight. I'm going to give him all my worship, all my praise. He's been so good to me. Woo! Yeah, 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 yeah.
that's in Paris, the Holy Ghost trying to break up in this room right now. He deserves a brand new song on a Sunday night. That's it, bro. Go ahead. Have you seen my latest album? Watch me praise. Have you seen the latest thing drop? Watch me give God a high praise on a Sunday night. God have mercy. You can come to Keys, Sister Callan, or somebody if you don't want to, okay? Just, you got 5 more minutes? Everybody say fresh praise. The next thing you got to learn to do, and this is going to set some of you free from pride, is just got to come from your heart and not just your mouth. Because when it comes from your heart, you don't care who says what, who thinks what. When it comes out of your heart, you know that song. If you don't know it, that's all right. You don't stress me out. You know the song, I Went to the Enemy's Camp? That's a good one. But Logan, where you at? You coming up here? Hey, man, somebody get on the drum. We're going to praise here a few minutes. And God finna move right here. I just want you to hear me right now. Just a couple more minutes. It's got to come from your heart. And not your mouth. But the next thing is, how do I sing a new song, preacher? Is you got to be led by the Spirit. Sometimes a new song, it sparks spontaneous like testimony worship. It's a prayer turned into praise, or words that just rise up in worship. It stirs me up. Paul said, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. God said, I'll go to the end. God said, sing a new song. Hear me. Declare, celebrate, shout joyfully an original, fresh, one of a kind, never seen before. Brother Wade, where's Brother Wade at? He took me Friday to play pickleball, and 70-year-olds beat the brakes off of me on the court. But not you, them, not you. You're still 54, I know that, honestly. We got to the gym, and this guy, I forget his name, the guy who was running the show, and he walked up to Brother Wade, and he said, I got a new paddle that's not even been released yet. I thought, man, this guy's really loving pickleball. Wow. He said, it's 3 months for release. This is it. This is what. And I could tell when he was telling him, he was excited about that brand new pickleball bat. Never been released. We were the first ones to behold its glory. Stay with me right now. Hear me. Some of you got praise in you that ain't never been released. It's been hid back. It's been held hostage. And the Lord sent this preacher to tell somebody tonight, you need to release it to the world tonight. Not this church to see, but you need God to see. I'm still on your team. I'm going back to everything the devil stole from me. I'm going to take it back because it belongs to me. And you deserve a brand new song. I think it'd be great if we all come tonight to the front. I'll end with this. The Bible says that David, he had lost what he had. Remember that? The Bible says the Ark of the Covenant, it was at a man's house called Obed-Edom. And the Bible said David heard that Obed-Edom's house was being blessed by the Lord. And the Bible says he went to Obed-Edom, and the sapsucker didn't have the brains enough to read the word of the Lord. And the first time he went, he did it the wrong way, and he got somebody killed. And the Bible says he was discouraged. He was, man, upset. And finally, they found the word of God, and he read, it's supposed to be carried on the Levite's shoulders. And the Bible says the most beautiful story. The Bible says that when it got on the priest's shoulders, that David made up his mind. I lost what I had a long time ago. But bless God, I ain't losing what I have ever again. I'm going to make sure this ark gets back to the temple of a holy God. And the Bible says when he did, when he lost his mind in worship, when he did that original, fresh, unseen praise, the Bible said of all people, his wife looked down from the window and said, "Who does he think he is? Dropping that new release today. Don't he know kings save that stuff for a great day? Doesn't he know there should be all these guests from foreign countries where he can show all of his goodness and all of his jewels and money and oh no no no." But the Bible says when he went to her, he went to bless her. But when he got there, she was so full of animosity and so full of being judgmental of his worship. And she made the comment, hear me, thank God David did not stop when she said, "Who did the king think he was today to dance out of his robe in the streets?" And David finally said, in essence, it's in between the lines. You never read it, but it's there somewhere. It said, "Baby, I know you don't understand my song, but until you've been where I've been, until you've been what I've been through, you'll never understand this song. And when I get done, I'll praise God like I've never praised." What is he saying? I'm fixing to drop a new song, Michael. You better watch out. I'm fixing to drop something you've never seen before. We're fixing to praise, but I wanna help somebody, okay? Remember this, I've said it here before, but we're good at forgetting. Praise, worship, it predates the day of Pentecost. Praise, worship is not a Pentecostal tradition. Someone tells you, man, go to Pentecostal church, preacher gets you out of breath. Needs an IV. People act crazy. They do some stupid stuff. Who do they think they are? And they'll say stuff like, "That's just some crazy Pentecostals." Well, either they're just ignorant or they don't read the Bible. Amen. You may scare them. Well, I don't have time to argue tonight, but you hear me. Long before Peter was confronted and they said, "These guys are drunk. These guys have lost their mind." Long before Peter said, "These are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel, saith the Lord, in the last days I will pour out of my upon all flesh." Before that ever happened, way about a couple thousand, 800 years before, David would declare, "Oh, clap your hands. Oh, you people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph." Long before you ever heard a Hammond B3 organ and somebody beat a drum, long before that, the psalmist said, "You've got to make a joyful noise unto the Lord." Long before any of that stuff happened, he said, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down." What am I doing? I'm giving him a brand new song. I'm letting the devil know, "You've had my song long enough." I think it'd be good right now if you lift your hands to heaven and we'd give God a brand new release tonight. I'm giving you God a brand new song. I'm giving you God a brand new release. Come on, Paris. Why don't we praise together right now as they begin to sing? You deserve a new song.
I went to the enemy.
Come on, somebody. I took back what he stole.
Took back what he stole from me. Took back what he stole from me.
Took back what he stole from me.
Now, I don't think we need music for this next one. Let's take 30 seconds, and would you drop a brand new release right now for heaven to see? Come on, church. Somebody, it's just you and Jesus right now. Come on, somebody. You may have 5 brand new songs you want to drop right now. I give it all to you, God. You deserve a brand new song. Woo. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Why don't you grab you a prayer partner before we dismiss? And why don't you praise God together with your brother and sister? Come on, somebody. Brother Jeff Arnold said it years ago. You should be able to go to heaven from your last church service. I give you praise, Holy Ghost. I give you glory, mighty God. Come on, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm fixing to drop a brand new song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, he inhabits the praises of his people. If I could get a lady right now, I know you want to worship Sister Dickie, but your body's been beaten down by health. I wish I'd had a lady would go lay hands on her, and I wish you would praise God for her right now. Come on, somebody, help me praise God for somebody who came. I give you high praise. I give you high glory. He deserves a brand new soul. He deserves a brand new soul.
Satan, you're a liar.
Jesus has a
line. Jesus has all power.
I feel a breakup in the atmosphere right now.
All power.
You
Tries to pop up his head and start and spew that vile mess that he puts in your spirit and puts in your mind. And all he's trying to do is steal your faith. He's trying to steal your prayer. When he does that, I want you to do me a favor. This is how you do a new song every day. Just simply say, devil, you are a liar from the beginning, and you'll be a liar when they throw you in hell. Now excuse me. That ain't pretty, church, baby. That's how you get broke through. That's how you see a miracle happen in your home, in your family. The devil's not playing pretty, and nor am I. I'm going to give God a brand new song on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. If you want to watch my new release, come back on Wednesday night. I'll give you a brand new release. Now let me hush. Let me hush. I said it Wednesday night. Wednesday night should be a duplicate of Sunday night. Now I'm weird, half crazy, need therapy. I get all that. But I ain't crazy when it comes to praise. Because I know what praise has pulled me out of. I know what worship has got me out of. I double dog, I keep saying double dog, is that wrong? I double dog dare you to bring this same spirit. I know you're tired, I know you're working, I'm not knocking it. But I promise you, we got about an hour together on Wednesday night, and we can shake this house from center to circumference on Wednesday night. Yeah. I had a man this week, a minister I met in this town, don't know who he is. And I'm weird, now just stay with me. And he commenced to telling me of all the devils that were in this city. He went on and on about spiritual darkness and demons, and I thought, my God, man, there's got to be victory somewhere up in this place. He wouldn't hush. But what grounded me was this, is what you don't know, is last Sunday, Brother Proctor came shouting across the front here. When he came shouting, he told me later, He said, son, he said, I saw angels pushing back the darkness in that city. God, hey, there may be devils to fight, but greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the way I get rid of the devil is I throw up my head and I say, God, you're good one more day. You've been so good to me. So whether you believe in angels or not, that's you and that's your bad, but they're real. Angels are real. And when they show up on business. They don't show up to play games. They don't show up to look pretty. They show up lots of times to do war. So I'm not naive. I know when a church starts praising, the devil starts fighting. But that don't scare me. I don't go looking for a devil, but if he comes, I got to praise and I drive him out. And I'm just telling you in Jesus' name that God, whether you believe it or not, he's working in your favor. He sent angels to this church to push back the darkness for some of you. He sent angels in this house. Hush. Everybody say, when tonight?
Wednesday night.
Prayer meeting is at 6:30. Wednesday night. I'm telling you, you hear me? I'm hearing me. This summer is going to be a summer revival.
Come on. That's good.
I know you got vacation. I want you to go. If we got 50, I don't care. This summer is going to be a summer of revival. And the way it's going to be a summer revival is for you to jump in both feet.
Right. That's right.
And like Ezekiel said, when I got to the door, there was water there. But when I got a little bit farther, Sister Candy, it was to my ankles. A little bit farther was to my loins. A little bit farther was to my waist. And he finally understood. I got to a place that it was waters to swim in. And the Bible says this. He yielded himself to the river. Look, watch this. Go read the story. The Bible says when he came back to where he had left, there was trees growing that hadn't been growing before. What's that mean? That means when you surrender in worship, when you surrender in prayer, God will take care of stuff for you while you're gone in the spirit. And when you get home, there will be stuff you didn't think that God already answered prayer. What is that? That didn't take 3 hours in a counselor office. That took 30 minutes of praying. So I challenge, I mean it. It's going to be weird. It's going to be hard. But we're going to crank this thing Wednesday night. So please don't come here to this cute little Bible study and pet me. No, we're going to have Bible study, but it's going to be on Bible study on steroids. You got to help us tonight. Not because of me. I'm nobody. But I want the Holy Ghost to invade this house. And that way when sinners come in the door, they don't see just a Pentecostal church and weird hairdos and dresses to the floor. But they see there's a power working here that's above me. That's beyond me. They've got to know there is a God in this church. Come back to church Wednesday night. Please bring your praise. It's going to be a prelude to Sunday. Sunday's going to be a great day. Pentecost Sunday, Brother Stephen's going to knock it out of the park. Pastor Whittemore, Brother Whittemore is going to do a great job Sunday night. It's going to be a fun-filled weekend. Church is not supposed to be sad. If you come here sad, you're supposed to leave glad. I mean, it's going to be a great time on Wednesday night. It's going to be a great time on Sunday morning, on Sunday night. It's always good to bring somebody with you. Amen. I say it again. I've closed 10 times. I know that. Some of you keep count. But I say it again. I echo what Brother Stephen said. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Evidence speaking in tongues. It is essential for your soul to be saved. You can get it tonight. You can get it tomorrow. I don't believe in waiting 3 weeks. No. But Pentecost Sunday will be a great day. Man, prepare your heart. Just ask God, cleanse me, God, wash me, forgive me, God. If you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, you have to be baptized in Jesus' name to go to heaven, folks. That's too strong. No, it's not too strong. It's just the word. Man, that's not being mean. I believe in doing it in love and in grace and mercy. I believe in all that stuff. But you hear me? God is serious about your soul and my soul. If you've never been baptized, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Why not Pentecost Sunday? Why not sing a new song this Sunday? Thank you, Sister Kylie. Yeah. Amen. God bless you. We love you tonight. Thank you for being in church. What a great response in worship. God bless you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Lord willing, we'll see you back here Wednesday night, 6:30 prayer. You're dismissed. In Jesus' name. Hey, buddy. I'm going to
under my feet. Under my feet. Under my feet. Oh, under my feet.
Hey, my friend.
I couldn't figure out how to do. Why were you on my feet? You should have come up here and told me how to do it.
That was that. I didn't want him to know.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Well, I thought that was doing everything, but they started out. I was like, okay, it's a little bit slow.
Got it.
Okay. Doing it.
Next time, doing it. I'm expecting you to help.
Got it.
Oh, Lord. No. I know. Yeah, but you are doing great. He didn't help us, though. We did it one time, and it was a flop, so we need to probably revive it. Sometimes you like do it and don't go well. But I think we can revive it. Yeah, don't let me forget about that. My mom was probably hesitant because I told her not to let people hold her. So that's probably why she... Was she crying for y'all?